I think the trajectory of financial literacy has been positive over time, but positive at a somewhat glacial pace. It's not improving quickly enough. And I think recent government policy enactions that we've seen over the last 4 or 5 years is a positive step forward, but raises perhaps more questions than concerns that it calms, right? Who's going to teach it?
Right.
How's it going to be taught?
Right.
What's going to be taught? There are a lot of challenges.
So here we are now, if we're moving at kind of a glacial pace, here comes artificial intelligence, which is certainly not moving glacial. It's moving about as fast as you possibly can. And I guess the question is, if AI is having all of these impacts and all of these different areas, where does it potentially fit in and around financial literacy?
Welcome to The Ripple Effect, the podcast that takes you on a journey through the minds of Wharton faculty. I'm your host, Dan Loney. And in each episode, we'll be diving deep into the inspiration behind the groundbreaking research that Wharton professors have conducted and exploring how their findings resonate with the world today.
Well, in this world where seemingly everything is being linked to artificial intelligence, we take a look now at whether or not AI could potentially have an impact on something like financial literacy. Pleasure to be joined here in studio by Michael Roberts, finance professor here at the Wharton School. Great to see you.
You too, Dan.
Before we dig into the AI side of it, though, I would like to get your thoughts on where you think kind of financial literacy is in general in our country and maybe in around the world right now.
Sure. I guess I can start off by saying I'm not entirely sure what financial literacy even means at this point. But if I think about the research on the subject and my engagement with practitioners, I would describe it in several ways. So first, in general, it's pretty poor. If you think about financial literacy rates, they're about 57% in the U.S., but that hides a lot of variation in the population across genders, across income, across education, across age, where we see rates varying a great deal. I think the trajectory of financial literacy has been positive over time, but positive at a somewhat glacial pace. It's not improving quickly enough. And I think recent government policy enactions that we've seen over the last 4 or 5 years is a positive step forward, but raises perhaps more questions than concerns that it calms, right? Who's going to teach it?
Right.
How's it going to be taught?
Right.
What's going to be taught? There are a lot of challenges.
So here we are now, if we're moving at kind of a glacial pace, here comes artificial intelligence, which is certainly not moving glacial. It's moving about as fast as you possibly can. And I guess the question is, if AI is having all of these impacts and all of these different areas, where does it potentially fit in and around financial literacy?
Yeah, it's hard to not see it as being central in one way or another to financial literacy and financial practice more broadly. And given how quickly it's changing, as you've mentioned, perhaps what I'm about to say will be outdated when this is eventually published. Nonetheless, I'll take a stab. Where it's at right now is simply nowhere near where it needs to be in terms of a standalone, say, investment advisor or a sort of financial guru for individuals. It takes a great deal of understanding of finance and an ability to prompt or engage with the AI to get meaningful answers out of it. I mean, when it does produce answers, they can be impressive, but they can also lead you astray. So how long before we get to a point where anyone can just talk to AI and have it solve their financial problems? I have no idea, but it's not going to negate the importance of what I call financial proficiency.
You've taken a little bit of a look in this in terms of how generative AI could potentially have a role here. What have you found out?
I've been playing with it for about 2 years, ever since I had a bunch of students in one of my class use it to solve an exam. It was in a different context, admittedly, more programming and data science. Nonetheless, it was a quick wake-up call. So I've been feeding it questions, both standard financial literacy questions as well as questions from my exams.
Right.
And it's interesting. AI is financially literate by any measure in practice. From that perspective, it's impressive. But when you ask it questions such as, just broad, open-ended questions, how should I save for retirement? what should I invest in? Now, I'm sure there's regulations or restrictions on the AI from becoming a, you know, an unlicensed registered
advisor,
RIA.
Yeah.
But it really, it doesn't know where to begin. It provides a very broad overview. And so what I mean when I say I don't know when it's going to be ready to be our financial gurus, I don't know how quickly AI technology will progress to that point.
What has to happen then potentially for it to get to that point? Because the one thing we do know is that as AI is building up, we have to remember there are human components that are kind of behind the scenes on all of this.
I think what's critical is that I don't see AI as just a panacea. I view it as a complement and an accelerant on our path towards financial literacy, whatever that may be, or financial proficiency. In other words, I think it's going to be critical that people recognize that knowledge of finance and financial principles are not going to go away, that they're going to be paramount in order to engage successfully with AI wherever it may be in the future.
But I think some people would wonder, with the fact that we know that financial literacy education is important, and the fact that it has been a hard thing to truly implement in the right manners in schools in different portions of the country, of whether or not at some point AI can be that vehicle to be able to help teach along the way.
Oh, I think it can, and it probably will be a wonderful aid sooner than we think. So Sal Khan has created Khanmigo.
Yeah. Yep.
There's no reason we can't have personal AI TAs for our classes now or very soon. But there's a difference between being a TA for a class and being someone who can answer individual, specific, personal, or professional financial questions.
Right.
It's important to recognize that distinction. Everyone's different. Me saving for retirement is different from you saving for retirement, and so on.
Right. And the understanding of the dynamics of how each person feels about that as well are something that maybe the AI cannot fully and truly understand.
Not without the help of the end user. And that's what I mean when I say it's critical for individuals to understand how to communicate with AI. But to do so, you have to understand finance. You have to know what to ask it, and importantly, how to interpret what it's spitting back at you.
I noticed in the research you had done in around AI, there are also instances where you kind of rephrase some of the questions that you did to try and see if there would be a better understanding for the generative AI tool, the ChatGPT as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I had to learn how to communicate with the AI in some sense in order to give it the opportunity to get the right answer. And by the same token, I imagine the AI is learning how I'm communicating with it in order to give me the answer I'm looking for.
What you're saying is somewhat of a theme that we've heard from other experts, other analysts, other business leaders, that AI in the scope of where financial literacy may be going will be a path to help it along the way, but it won't be the be-all end-all.
I think it has the opportunity to accelerate our progress, but it won't be a replacement for financial literacy, financial proficiency.
You also talk in your work about the ability to properly interpret the answers being given by ChatGPT as well.
Yeah, 100%. It's not just spitting out a number. It's giving a somewhat long-winded explanation of the answer. And so if you don't understand what it's returning, the information's not helpful. It's not usable.
But is the expectation that though there is a level of development that we should expect from ChatGPT in this area and a lot of areas as we move forward?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's progressing so quickly, it's difficult to keep up with. And that's why I say it's hard to see a limitation, at least from my perspective, on what it's going to be able to do, other than I don't see it, at least currently, as a replacement for the progress we need to make on the literacy side.
What has that research meant to your mindset around teaching finance and the component of having ChatGPT as a tool to use in that process?
Oh, I'm incredibly excited. I take the view that ChatGPT or other Gen AI models are just a fantastic tool in the toolkit that we need for addressing financial challenges. So I embrace it. I encourage my students to embrace it. I want them to use it on tests or homework if they choose. But what they quickly learn is that if they're going to use it, they can't shirk on understanding the finance.
But because we're talking about an area like finance, then I think you also have to bring into the discussion the regulatory side of how that industry is managed to begin with, and potentially how AI may have to be managed in and around finance. I mean, obviously, I think we're talking about a little bit larger scale discussion, but still the industry as a whole, there's going to be a focus on how AI kind of plays into finance as we move forward.
Absolutely. It's a natural progression from robo-advisors, right? I mean, just it's a different algorithm. That's what it is. So it's going to have to be subject to similar, though not identical, regulations as we already see in the fintech space.
How much do you think, in terms of the education piece that you've seen it, has it benefited your students?
So it depends. For data science related financial applications, when I teach my data science for finance course, it's hugely helpful because it almost completely eliminates the technical burden in terms of programming and working with data. It's made things so much more efficient. On the banking and personal finance side, it's a little less helpful, again, because it struggles with broad sort of almost open-ended questions. It varies based on application at this point.
Anything that really surprised you about kind of your interaction with ChatGPT AI as you've kind of used it the last couple of years?
Yeah, sometimes it gives impressively insightful responses. In fact, it found an error in one of the financial literacy exams, which I thought was really impressive. On the other hand, it also impresses me in terms of some of the silly mistakes it makes. So that sort of volatility, that needs to be worked out. And I'm sure it will be as it learns through more interaction and data.
Michael, great to talk with you. Thanks very much for joining us here today.
Thank you.
You got it. Michael Roberts, finance professor here at the Wharton School.
Thank you for listening to The Ripple Effect. We hope you found this episode informative and engaging. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review so that we can continue to bring you the best insight from the Wharton School.